I'm Nikki Maduro. It's now time for the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Welcome to the show.
Why do I listen to you?
It's not my place to speak for the consumer.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Pokemon Go fever is sweeping the nation. People are playing it in practically every age group, from kids to adults. But what about Dad? Doesn't he deserve a game of his own? Introducing Pokemon Ho. Dad will have hours of fun driving around looking for Jigglypuffs. The game will direct him to all area massage parlors. And once he selects one, all he has to do is walk in and say the special code phrase, "Let me have a Pikachu naked."
Let me have a Pikachu naked.
Pokemon Ho, the new app just for Dad, with a storyline that's guaranteed to have a happy ending.
How about Pokemon Cassatraho? That'll work. Why not? Everything Pokemon Ho. Everything Pokemon. And including Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Professor.
Hey, Drex.
Professor Willow here. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Professor Willow. Will you direct me?
Yes. Are you at Pier 39?
I'm at Pier 39 right now, Drex.
Okay. So tell me, you know, I know that you've been playing Pokemon all afternoon. And tell me what's going on.
Okay, I've been playing Pokemon for about an hour and a half now, and I literally just walked up the strip of piers and just caught all the modules, got all my Pokeballs. I leveled up like 6 levels and then made it to Pier 39 where I'm carp fishing.
Oh, okay. And are you seeing a lot of other people out there being foolish like you? I mean, having fun like you?
Right now, I'm staring at a bench of swipers. We're all catching Pokemon, so all here together.
Wow, so
yeah,
it's...
I just brought them all together.
Well, go ahead, interview them. Ask them, who's been to the highest level, funny things that have happened. Go ahead.
So I'm with KGO East 10 Radio. What level are you guys on?
18.
You're on level 18? Yeah. How long did it take you to get there?
I was playing since Friday.
Since Friday? Yeah. And what's today, like... 3 days later, 12 days later, Wednesday. But we can't even remember how long we've been playing.
Oh, you're in a trance. You're in a Pokemon trance.
It's like 5 days later if you do the easy math. Yeah.
Math, I'm playing Pokemon.
No, ask them if they've run into any weird people or fun people or sex offenders or, you know.
I don't believe I've ran into a sex offender yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I can't say. Have you run into any weirdos, robbers, sex offenders?
Oh, definitely not. I think the dog's frozen.
We've got a dog. We brought a dog for protection this time.
I have a question. Have they been trespassing anywhere where they shouldn't be?
Have any of you trespassed where you should not be to catch a Pokemon?
Oh, No, I haven't.
No?
Well, when I go to the Tenderloin at night, I bring mace with me, just in case. Yeah, like 12 to 1 in the morning. The Tenderloin is lit up with
words. And you go?
Yeah. Just 12 to 1.
No, I stay in my car and drive really slowly everywhere.
Oh, my God, you drive and play?
I'm like 10 miles an hour.
Oh, like, my God, yes.
5 to 10 miles an hour.
Oh, there's a gym over here. That's where you can train.
Has anybody hooked up with Pokemon yet? That would be Pokemon Ho.
Anyone hooked up with Pokemon yet? Have you found Pokemon?
Like a girl or something?
Well, yeah, have you met anybody using the app?
Yes, that would be Pokemon Ho.
I made some friends using that. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Did you get their number?
No, we just went. We walked for like an hour together catching Pokemon, and then...
So you walk together with your heads down for an hour.
We talk and stuff. We communicate.
You can make eye contact?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really get to learn a lot about each other that way.
This is
very social here.
No.
He's still catching them. Oh, yeah. As we speak, he's still catching them.
Okay, so let me, Amanda, ask him this. Ask if he uses Tinder or Grindr or any of those social apps if he likes this one better.
Okay, do you use Tinder, Grindr? Do you use Tinder?
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you like better, Tinder or Pokemon?
Yeah, I like the Pokemon better.
Oh, the Pokemon is better.
I put in my Tinder profile, if we go on a date, my first priority is catching the Charizard. Second priority is getting to know you.
You actually put that on your Tinder?
Good for him.
That's so good. And how many good responses have you gotten? A lot of swipe rights?
Yeah, actually, my matches, I think, have gone up by, like, one per day or something. So it's gone from, like, three or so per day to, like, four or five.
Wow.
That is Pokemon Ho.
Everybody, tips.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Ladies like a man with priorities, and that guy definitely has some.
Well, that's a good tip.
You definitely have some priorities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Well, good going. Well, you keep on hoeing it up. I mean, going it up with your Pokemon, and we'll carry on. Now, check in.
I've done a lot of work here.
I know. So call me back in like 10 minutes and get me more.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to go train real quick. Catch you on the flip side.
Okay.
Sounds
you,
good.
Amanda. She's great. Oh, my God. That's just so fantastic. Wow. Well, I don't even know where to begin. I don't know if I can beat any of that. So let me see some of the garbage that I have. So we have a dude who falls into the pond, and obviously he doesn't have an iPhone.
There's a lure up here, though, I think.
There's someone on the bridge?
I'm probably going to go check that out. Wait, how do I even get up there?
Holy shit, I didn't know that was water.
That was funny. Pokemon Go. I did not realize that was water. I know, you got me, dude.
So the dude fell into the pond, and like I said, it must have been a Samsung phone because it still survived. Sound a little muffled. Let me ask, let's see here. Where's the Chardonnay Pokemon thing from? Is this from Napa Valley?
No, we found it. We just found it on some website.
Okay. All right.
Kim Foster, the traffic lady, found it.
Chardonnay Go. Let's take a listen.
So everybody's talking about a new app called Pokemon Go where kids can go around and find Pokemon. But did you know there's an app for moms called Chardonnay Go where you can actually find glasses of Chardonnay all over your neighborhood? And it's really simple. There's actually a glass really close to my house right now. Let's go find it. Let's Chardonnay. They go. Oh my gosh, it says it's close by. Hold on. Is it over here?
Hello, Marin County.
Oh,
good evening.
Chardonnay Go. Oh, Chardonnay Go.
Oh, are you out of your mind? Why are you in my house?
She ran into your neighbor's house.
Chardonnay Go.
This is every street in Marin.
Oh my gosh. I love your garden.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I want my glass back.
It's fine for sure. Oh, here's your glass. You should wash that. Chardonnay Go. Chardonnay. It's literally everywhere, and people don't even know that they're playing. They're Chardonnay clothes. Is it this dog?
So stupid.
The dog!
I love it.
Is it you? You're Chardonnay.
Lady, what are you
Chardonnay.
Doing?
Wait. I found Chardonnay! Oh my gosh, I love this game.
Did you hear Amanda, though? But she was already talking about, you know, the dude admitted right here on KGO that he's driving.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Pokemon Go. And it's already happened.
It's not going to be healthy for pedestrians out there. That's
no,
for sure.
No. So we've already had our first, let me see, claim. Well, almost nearly claims its first victim. But, I mean, look at that car. Head on.
Oh, that's
I know
brutal.
Radio people, just use your radio imagination.
It's a very mangled car.
28-year-old. I mean, it smashed all the way to the back seat. The
and airbag that was a guy who was playing Pokemon Go while
yes.
he was driving?
Yes.
You're not even supposed to text and drive, guys. Come on.
Pokemon Go and drive. Really bad. Conan, what do you have to say?
It's getting crazy. The game Pokemon Go is actually making people visit remote, potentially dangerous areas. Have you heard that? Yeah. On the bright side, they finally found a way to get people to attend the Rio Olympics.
Yeah. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay on KGO. But first, with a look at traffic, Lee Graham.
Drex on the next generation of KGO. A10.
Like I said, good evening, Marin County, and the rest of the Bay Area, and around the world on the KGO app, and as the sun sets all over the western United States and Canada, welcome to the Drex Radio Show. By the way, welcome to the best city to live in America for 2016. And let me see, we are numero uno, San Francisco, apparently all good qualities made up for the insane housing prices and the traffic. The rankings were based on things like best places for families, diversity, parks, education, traffic. What?
Well, if you don't have to get out of the city.
There was something wrong with the algorithm when they got to that one. Okay, overall health rates, the job market, weather, taxes, home and rent prices. No.
Well, we got weather down. We got weather. For sure.
No. Weather, I absolutely agree. 100%. Best in the country. Okay, followed by Seattle, Raleigh, Colorado Springs, Denver, San Jose. How about that, South Bay? Austin, Texas, San Diego, Minneapolis, and Washington, D.C. The places where you don't want to live is obviously, well, these guys get such a bad rap, Detroit.
Ouch.
Memphis, Cleveland, Fresno, Philly, Baltimore, Indianapolis, New Orleans, Riverside, and Chicago. Wonder what? Oh, the crime thing must be a problem in Chicago.
Poor Fresno.
Poor Fresno.
Everybody from here likes to dump on Fresno.
Hey, did you hear the crowd in San Diego dumping on our San Francisco Giants last night?
No, they did.
Oh, my God, dude. So I'm going to play this clip for you. So, look, I know that everybody loves the Padres in SoCal, right, in San Diego. They hate their rivals. So when a San Diego player was announced, they cheered so loudly you couldn't hear his name. But then they booed the next five players because they were all from the Giants and the Dodgers, and even though they were actually playing for the National League. I mean, it's not fair. It's not right. Listen to this.
From your San Diego Padres, from the San Francisco Giants, Brandon Belt, and Madison Bumgarner, from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Corey Seager. Clayton Kershaw. Embrace it.
Best pitcher ever.
And Kenley Jansen.
Oh my God, they're out of their minds. And so which Giant did they miss? It was announced it was missed. It was before
Brandon Belt was really loud.
Right. Okay.
For all sure. Right. They should just be glad that a lot of those guys are from out west. It's too bad that the Padres don't really
well,
have
well, too bad that the American
that could
League
make the All-Star team.
The American League won 4-2.
At the same level.
Yeah. So I don't know who is playing for the A's.
I couldn't tell you. Karen
Stephen
probably.
Vogt, I think.
They believe in Stephen Vogt over there. Yeah.
Yeah, right on. By the way, Rachel Platten was doing the national anthem before the game. Is she the one? Now wait a second. Okay, so they sang the Canadian national anthem also, and this became a thing today. This person's name is Ramingo Piera, and he held up a sign while he sang and changed the lyrics, and he said, "All lives matter." Okay, so take a listen. But I just want to say this about that. Fine, good for them. But if they would have done that with the Star Spangled Banner, holy. North Canadian, Canada, North Canada tenors, part of that. I think so. But anyway, so 4-2.
That's pretty bad. I mean, if you're from Canada, you're very offended by that. And I've heard that this group has actually lost some business.
Really?
Yeah, since that whole controversy.
Oh, so
happened.
They did take offense to it in Canada.
Oh, they certainly did, yeah. You're not supposed to change the words to a national anthem. That's ridiculous.
I was thinking that too, Brian, but I have to tell you, all I was thinking was, well, of course, I'm an American, and Canadians would admit this. Of course, all we're thinking about is ourselves. Yeah. Because I are one.
Because we're very selfish here in America.
Ask any Canadian. They'll be more than welcome to tell you that. No, I was just thinking what would have happened if they would have put that in the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, you know what? Canadians are very polite about their anger, so you might not realize that they're being angry, but they are angry.
They just have another Labatt and carry on. All right, let's punch up Amanda. Let's get some more Pokemon action here going. Oh, there she hung up. She's down there at Pier 37.
Pier 39.
Pier 39.
Yeah.
Well, she could be a 37
now.
Let's
see what's going on.
All right, punch her up. Let's see. So, by the way, we're going to talk to a security expert coming up here after the break, Domingo Guerra. He is the founder of AppThority, and he's going to talk about the online privacy issues, about the security and the privacy debate, about signing up for Pokemon Go. It's a thing. Yeah, I mean, remember, the game's not even been out a whole week yet.
Yeah.
So be careful what you're signing up for.
And then
for
we made our intern Amanda
phone.
Here sign up for it. How do you feel about that, Amanda?
I
mean, I've been playing for like an hour, but I'm on a burner phone. Like, I specifically downloaded it because I don't want them to track me, but they're tracking me. Are they tracking you? Do you think the Pokemon people are tracking you?
Yeah, they're tracking you.
Yeah, they're definitely tracking us.
Do they have a problem with that?
Tracking us.
Yeah, they don't have a problem. Do any of them have a problem with the fact that all their Gmail accounts and contacts have been downloaded by a third party?
Do you believe they have all of our Gmail accounts?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And your contacts.
So that's really good for them.
You want them to have your contacts? You want them to call your mom? Yeah. Please call my mom. Tell her I caught a spy duck.
So, no, but
tell
you know.
Tell her how I've been doing.
No, Amanda, so.
I've been doing bad because she's assuming that I'm doing bad already.
She's assuming that.
We're doing great here. We're next to a carousel here, and instead of watching the carousel or paying attention to kids running in circles, we're, like, spinning circles on our screen. Are you guys training at the gym right now?
Yep, open it up.
All right.
The gym is open. I got Team Yellows here with me.
So if you get to a certain level, Drex, you get to the to join a gym where you get to train more.
Oh, good.
It only takes you 2 hours to get to level 5, just so you know.
What level are you on right now? You've been playing for almost 2 hours.
I'm on level 7. I'm on level 7. I have a ton of medals.
Have you picked up any phone numbers yourself yet? Because on your burner phone, since it doesn't matter.
No one's talked about phone numbers yet.
Oh, we're asking you.
No. I think I've gotten about 2 names. What's your name? Your name's Jason. How long have you been playing Pokemon? Since it came out, was that 3 days ago? Was that 4 days ago?
No, it was
6 days ago. Six days ago. Yeah, ask them if they've done anything illegal so far, like driving.
Have you driven and played Pokemon at the same time?
Yep.
You've been driving and playing Pokemon?
Yes.
Are you scared you're going to hit somebody or a building?
They were playing Pokemon, too.
Everyone's playing Pokemon. It doesn't matter. We're just...
Oh, Mom, how's it going, man? We was over there chilling. I was at the Pokestop by this one, like, garden, like, place. And I'm just not leaving posted. And the car would go like this.
Wait.
And then dip off.
Oh, man. This is very dangerous here.
Amanda, you know, you can never give up your internship. You're mine forever now.
Do I have to play Pokemon forever to keep that?
No. You're just fantastic.
So, Amanda, you're down by Pier 39 or the sea lions.
Yeah,
there?
They should have some kind of symbol
the
over
sea
the sea lions.
The sea lions are not there. They've been caught by Pokemon people.
Oh, no.
And shipped away. Yeah.
That's trouble. That's got to be against some law.
Oh, my God, girl. All right, don't get yourself hurt. Let's look. What do I say, man? People, you heard it. These guys are driving around playing Pokemon.
And she's only been playing for a couple hours. She's met
two people that said they were driving.
Have admitted to be driving. I mean, I'm sure more people are doing it, but that's two people that have admitted to her.
And you people, and listen, everybody who's worried about people driving around here stoned, forget about that. Or texting.
Yeah, you got to make Pokemon illegal.
Wow. By the way, I want to talk about pot for a second. We're going to become, what are we going to be? Canisexuals?
Canisexuals, you
canisexuals.
Got it.
Yes, canisexual. We're all going to be canisexuals with Ashley Manta coming up here at the top of the hour. She is going to talk about the joys of having sex with cannabis.
I can't wait.
Yes, we're all canisexuals.
Wait, she has sex with cannabis?
I don't know.
I want to know how that happens. I'm going to need a diagram for that one.
Pokemon ho, I don't know. Drex on KGO, Pokemon go ho. We're all going to hell. All right. But we're having fun doing it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Grant.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On the next generation of KGO 810.
Hey, have you downloaded Pokemon Go yet? Turns out there's a Pikachu right outside your front door.
Dude, it's 94 degrees outside. We have AC. I'm not going out there. Pikachu can go F himself.
Yeah, jeez.
Catch 'em all!
download the newest Pokemon game in your app store today. It's Pokemon Stay.
Ooh, Pokemon Stay? That sounds right up my alley. I'm listening.
You don't have to go anywhere. The Pokemon just come to you. Pokemon in your bathroom. Pokemon under your bed. Pokemon in the fridge.
Whoa, there's a Mewtwo in your lettuce crisper, bro.
What's a lettuce crisper? Oh, you mean the beer drawer.
Pokemon Stay, where the Pokemon come to you.
Yo, dude, Pikachu is coming right now, and I got him to bring a pizza.
I guess he's a pizza chew now.
You don't have to change your lazy behavior at all. The Pokemon are part of your everyday life.
I just found a Charmander in my bong. Hell, he helped me light it.
Stop going places to catch Pokemon and download Pokemon Stay, the newest Pokemon game in your app store.
Oh, God help us. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local on the Bay and on the KGO app around the world. And I welcome my next guest, Domingo Guerra. And Domingo, thank you very much. You are the founder of AppThority, and that is an online privacy and a security firm, and you're one of the experts. Thank you for joining me very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Drex. Great to be on.
Well, I guess you're very busy these days. I saw your article on Breitbart. And, you know, this Pokemon Go thing is insane. I've got my own peeps down there at the pier, and 7 out of 10 people are playing.
It's crazy how quickly it came to the scene, and also how much folks and general enterprises and workplaces are worrying about it as well as the new craze comes in.
Right. One of the, I don't know if you heard the last segment, but we during the last half hour, she talked to two different people down at the pier on the Embarcadero that said they have been driving and using Pokemon Go.
It's driving. It's using bicycles and running into each other. I saw someone in the BART station walk into a trash can because they were trying to catch one of those Pokemon things as well. So it's definitely something that folks are getting a little too crazy about, something that's just a game, but maybe there's nostalgia about going back to the 2000s and trying to play this kind of game.
Yeah, it really is brilliant because, I mean, they're aiming it at something that was so popular with the millennials when they were so young. So the Pikachu thing just falls right into their lap and right into Google's account, I suppose.
And it brings in the new technology with augmented reality as well. So they're trying to play the old with the new. And I guess that's why it's taking off so much.
Well, let me ask you this, if I might, Domingo. Is it safe to sign up? Because that's one of the reasons I haven't and some other people here at the station have not.
It was safe on Android if you were in a country where it's supported. Here in the U.S., it is supported now. But a lot of places, it's not launched yet. So folks were going to third-party app stores and downloading a version with malware. So that was a big risk on Android.
God. Wow.
And then on Apple, on iOS, they finally issued a correction this morning. But up to now, you used to have to grant full access to your Google account in order to log in. And that would give the developer rights to read all your emails, all your calendars, all your Google documents. Basically, anything you've ever had in your Google account was fair game. So it wasn't fair or it wasn't safe to log in before that, but I think with the new update today, they finally addressed that issue now.
Well, Domingo, here's what concerns me, and I had, let me see, our intern Amanda ask these folks down there at the pier whether they cared or not, and they said no. And it makes me wonder out loud, are we being way too loose with our information on our smartphones?
I think we absolutely are too loose. If you go buy a hamburger and someone asks you for your email and your calendar and all your friends' phone numbers and all your contact information, you wouldn't do it. But if someone says, here's an app, but you have to give me all that info, people don't think twice about it. For some reason, we trust our smartphones more than we do people on the regular street or people we interact with every day, and I don't think it makes sense. And if we think of our email accounts, it can be used to unlock everything else because you could go to your bank account, say you forgot your password, and they'll email you a new password to your email. So your email is absolutely your most sacred online identity tool. And to be sharing that with anyone is crazy to me.
Okay, so for those people who are afraid, who might have downloaded it last Thursday or Friday, what should they delete it and start over?
They don't have to delete it. They can go to their Google accounts and manage permissions for the apps that have access to their Google. Or they can update their app on the App Store for the newest version that came out this morning. and then they should be protected from that. Yeah, but it's also something good to do as a warning. Just from time to time, we can log into apps using our Facebook, using our Twitter, using our email. From time to time, it's good to go back and check those permissions because maybe it's an app we don't even use anymore, but it still can access our data. So every now and then, we should go to our online accounts and manage our permissions for the apps on our devices.
Ooh, or delete them. That's a really good idea. Yeah, because I'm thinking of how many apps I have on my phone that I never use.
There's so many apps now. Some of them are called disposable apps that you download maybe for a concert or for an event, and then you never use it again, but they stay on our phone and they're still tracking us. They're still collecting data on us.
Well, you know, one of the things, Domenico, that scared me is, you know, you said go to settings, do this, do that, you know, but you are an Apptherity.com kind of guy. You're a privacy expert. So, you know, I mean, I know it's very simple, but to people like me and a lot of people listening, they wouldn't know how to do that. Especially listening on the radio.
Really,
you know.
No one's going to read the fine print on the app because it can be pages and pages long on tiny print on a tiny screen. But what we can do is go to our settings page on the mobile device, go to settings, and then go to privacy. And then we can scroll down and really see what each app has access to. And we can see which apps tracks our location, which app can look at our pictures, which apps can read our SMS messages or text messages, which apps can read our email. And it's good to check on that from time to time because I really think that a lot of us are excited about downloading a new app. We don't think about it, and we just accept any permission. But we should check from time to time and make sure that we're staying safe.
Well, thank you, Domingo. I'm in mine right now looking. And I see some things that shouldn't be there, yes, that I'm going to change. Let me ask you this, because I know a lot of parents are listening, and they're going to be very, very afraid of this. They're going to be afraid for their child's safety because we've already heard about the kids driving around. And let's not just blame kids. You know that adults are driving around and playing Pokemon Go, too. But people walking into the street, pedestrians, the kids, getting robbed, they're sexual offenders, they're going into cemeteries. I read a story before we came on the air, and I was going to interview, and I was doing some research, and one of the big things that came up is a lot of states where they have the Stand Your Ground law, vis-a-vis Florida and Texas and a lot of those places, you know, you can be shot for trespassing.
Absolutely. Situational awareness is still a thing. And I think a lot of folks are looking into their mobile devices and forgetting that they're in the real world. And if you go into someone's backyard, if you go into someone's private property, you could get in trouble for that. If obviously oncoming traffic, other pedestrians, people on bicycles, it can be dangerous as well. And then also just being courteous. I mean, I saw people using it in cemeteries. I saw that the Holocaust Museum was trying to get people to stop using it inside the museum. Churches,
Arlington was one.
I think we have to remember we live in a real world. We can't just behave like we're in a virtual world or in a video game all the time, and we have to have some common sense.
I want to tell you, Domingo, this is the other thing that is going on, and people, of course, people have already been caught cheating because the app has the ability to track. Am I correct?
Absolutely. It's able to track your location at all times. And not just location, as in this person might be in San Francisco, but with GPS, you know exactly where they are. So they're at a bar, they're at work, they're at the Starbucks, they might be down the street, they might be somewhere they're not supposed to be. And if that location is broadcasted, then anyone else playing that game can also see where you might be.
Okay, so what should parents do?
Well, one is try to educate their kids on the risks of sharing too much information. I think a lot of times as parents, we think that our kids are just playing on their phone and they're fine, but we forget that these phones are computers. And as with regular computers that have cameras that can track information, the phones sometimes have a lot more sensitive information on people. So one is just general awareness of what we're sharing. Two is physical awareness of where we might be. Just because you're playing a game, you shouldn't go walk in a dark alley or something that you might get in physical trouble for. And then also just make sure that you're being courteous and respectful because we are in a big city. It's pretty dense here in San Francisco, and I've seen so many people run into things and walk into other people because they're looking at their phones even before this. But now with Pokemon Go, I think I see people looking at their phones way more often and then just ignoring everyone else and just walking around looking into a screen.
It's good advice. Domingo Guerra, thank you very much. And he is the founder of Apptherity.com, and that's all about security, data, and privacy risks, and he takes care of those sort of things. I thank you, sir. Thank you very much for talking to me tonight.
Thank you, Drex. Have a great afternoon.
You bet. Thank you. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back. Yeah, it's kind of scary, you know. I mean, if you think about it, when we were talking about Zuckerberg, when he did that interview publicly, he did the Facebook Live feed. What was that? Probably a month ago. We noticed that Zuckerberg had a piece of tape over the camera on his computer and a piece of tape over his microphone. But we don't think about that with our own damn smartphones now, do we? It's kind of weird, man. All right, be careful. You've been warned. All right, let's carry on here with more of the Drex Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. But with a look at traffic, it's time for Lee Graham.
The next generation of KGO 810. Now, back to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour on the Drex Radio Show. That's right. Yes, only right here. Live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO Radio app as the sun sets all over the western United States and Canada. That's right, Canada. That's what you get. You changed your national anthem at the ball game, at the All-Star game. What's up with that? Okay. We're going to be speaking with Ashley Manta, who is a canisexual. So we're all going to become canisexuals coming up here in about 9 minutes. Now, why am I playing this? Because I have some other things I want to get to before we get to the, allowing you to be a canisexual. It's about pot and sex, people. All right. So, once upon a time, Huey Lewis sued Ray Parker Jr. for stealing parts of I Want a New Drug to use in the Ghostbusters theme. The songs do sound alike. Are you ready? So, somebody decided... By the way, the suit was settled out of court. Somebody decided, since the new Ghostbusters is coming out with all the female cast... Let's mash them up. Here we go. You tell me. Yeah. You know why it was settled out of court now. It's the same damn song, am I right? And away we go. That's amazing. In the days of lawsuits now with Pharrell and
Robin Thicke
getting in trouble with Blurred Lines with the Marvin Gaye estate, man, oh man, they lucked out. Oh, by the way, there is another one. Remember War, Lowrider? There's something going on with that. I'll play it next hour after we're done being canisexuals.
All right.
A couple things that I want to talk about. Game of Thrones has always started airing in early spring, but season 7 is going to be delayed.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I hate to break the bad news, because since winter is coming on the show, they don't want to film in summer months. So no premiere date yet.
Yeah, but they have a whole winter ahead of them. Come on, take advantage of it.
I know. So you're just going to have to catch up, which is great for people like me who really need to catch up.
Well, hey, and maybe it'll give the author time to catch up writing his books.
Yes, because he's done. Didn't he say he's finished? Tell me that story.
He's not finished.
Oh, right. He's behind, right?
Yes, he is behind where the television show is at this point. So, you know, hopefully he'll write another book and it'll help him catch up to where they're at.
Well, I know you're a Throne-a-maniac. So let me ask you this. Doesn't that screw everything up? Because how does one compare to the other? How do they know what he's going to write?
They consult with him before they shoot. So
I see.
The show generally is going to get things right as you progress.
Okay.
But, you know, some of the minor details might be off. And if you're a book person, there's always stuff in the books that, you know, isn't necessarily going to be on the TV show. So
he still jacks in the Benjamins. All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Even more so now with the TV show.
Right. I would think so. So this is cool. So Queen Elizabeth visited the set of Game of Thrones. She had, listen to this, she had the opportunity to sit on the Iron Throne, and she wouldn't do it. And it turns out she had to refuse that. One of the show's producers said, quote, apparently the Queen of England is not allowed to sit on any foreign throne. And this is an esoteric rule that we didn't know about until that final moment. It's not really a foreign throne, but the Queen decided to respect royal protocol, which of course she would. Which is kind of weird if you think about it, but, you know.
I mean, to a lot of people, that's about as real as it gets, though.
I know, but I just love that story. Okay, so a little bit of, I don't know, pop, lovey-dovey stuff. So Taylor Swift, look, you don't have to follow all of this to get what I'm going to talk about here for a second. So Taylor Swift goes through men like Pokemon goes through people. Something like that. I don't know. But she has a lot of boyfriends. But she's, what is she, 23, 25, something like that? Why not? I don't know. So here's the latest. So when Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris, these are like the two biggest names in music. They split up. And they tried to keep the breakup amicable, right? No longer.
She's now, 26 if you're keeping score.
Okay. So now he's a Scottish DJ. And when I tell you he's popular, he's worldwide. So yesterday he threw heavy shade on Taylor as saying she was a bully after it was revealed that she co-wrote his recent hit, This Is What You Came For, which features Rihanna on vocals. Take a listen to this.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
What she came for. And apparently I think we know what she's alluding to, or the two of them were alluding to. And they, by the way, they did this under a fake name, Nils Soberg or something like that. They tried to make it Swedish. Anyway, so he said yesterday on Blast here, I figure if you're happy in your new relationship with your new man, you should focus on that instead of trying to tear your ex-boyfriend down for something to do, alluding to that romance going on with this English dude, Tom Hiddleston. And there for a while, there was a rumor going around that that whole thing was like a setup. And then he really went off on her, and he brought the whole Katy Perry thing into it. Because, in case you don't know, allegedly the two of them hate on each other. There's some haterade going on. He said, I know you're off tour and you need someone new to try to bury, like Katy, etc., but I'm not that guy. Sorry, I will not be allowing it.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
Look at him taking the higher road.
Look at that.
Good to see that happen with stars once in a while. I feel like they get caught up in themselves a little too much.
I think Queen Elizabeth should have sat on that throne.
Yeah, I think she would have looked good on it.
Do you think
people are going to be photoshopping her on there if they haven't already?
Do you think she has a golden throne? I mean, like the flesh one, like a
golden porcelain throne?
No, you know Donald Trump does. Of course he does.
I would like to think the Queen has a little more couth than that. She's the queen.
Well, you know, back in the day, it just used to be a hole all the way to the basement. You didn't know that?
Well,
I mean, come on, dude. Buckingham Palace goes way back.
I could definitely see before the times of plumbing, yeah.
All right, that's the way that worked. All the way to the basement. Look out. Duck and cover. All right, time to become canisexuals. That's next on the Drex Radio Show. Don't go away. You're listening to KGO 810.